We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Today we're chatting with Kansas State University President Richard Myers as we talk about all things Kansas State University. And right now we're on the topic of enrollment and the cost of going to college. And you know, there's kind of a mindset that's developed over the last few years of some who believe a college education is nice, but maybe not worth all the debt. How do you go about selling a K-State education to families in an era, you know, where people aren't trying to dig themselves into a big financial hole?
Well, I think you got to be real careful about debt. We offer a lot of financial planning opportunities for students and families that come to K-State. The last thing we want to see is some student get pile on a huge amount of debt and then have a degree that's not going to be able to amortize that in fairly short order. Our average debt at K-State's around $25,000. Students, undergraduates leave with about $25,000 worth of debt. A lot of our jobs, they'll start way up in the close to $100,000 if you're in engineering and some other in the sciences, physics and math and so forth. Pretty easy to amortize that kind of debt. That's not, I wouldn't consider that something that's going to be a huge burden on students going forward. But we've got to be cognizant. We've got to make sure people get the right advice and counsel and that they're smart too, that as they take these classes on how to do better financial planning, how to think about accumulating debt, that they make good choices as well. But the kind of jobs they get can easily amortize that kind of debt over many years, as it turns out. And beyond that, I think we have to think about what kind of jobs are going to be available here in Kansas. So 2/3 of the jobs right now in Kansas require a college degree. That's only going to go up as time goes on. Anybody that wants to read about what artificial intelligence is doing to the jobs out there, there are a lot of them where artificial intelligence can take over. And we see a little of that just going to a McDonald's. And I went into one the other day back in Virginia. There wasn't anybody in the outer lobby. All they had was these iPad-like devices. You order what you want. Nobody's taking your order. You're putting it in on the iPad. You walk up to the counter. There is a person at the counter that takes it from the kitchen, whoever's preparing that. You couldn't see, really, and gives you your order. So that eliminates a lot of jobs right there. And those, of course, are lower-paying, entry-level jobs that I don't think anybody expects to be in for a lifetime. But those are the kind of jobs that can be easily replaced by robotics, by artificial intelligence. And what we want to do at K-State, we want to AI-proof our young people so that they have real options when they graduate and that they can get the kind of jobs that get them squarely in the middle class. And that's what we hope to do. So, yes, it's expensive. Yes, you may leave with debt. Some families will have to accumulate some debt, or the students will. But the payoff is there as far as we're concerned. And it's the only... You know, if you want to have a lifetime of rising earnings, it's probably the only way you can do that.
Do you, as a four-year university institution, do you worry at all about, you know, the growing number of students going to technical or community colleges and maybe bypassing the university experience?
No, in fact, we partner with the community colleges and technical colleges all the time because they're often feeders for K-State and the other region institutions here, the higher education institutions. So we want to partner with them to make sure that when people start on a path at a community college and they're taking so many credit hours that they have in mind what they might be taking later on at a four-year institution, so we can make sure they don't lose a lot of credit hours as they switch. So we encourage all that. And, of course, the tech colleges do a good job of preparing people for jobs, really needed jobs in communities and around the state. So they're an important part of this process as well. But there have been lots of studies that show in terms of wage increases, if you account for inflation, that just with a high school degree, those wages are flat for your lifetime, even flat for the last 50 years, if you just account for inflation. That's not true, of course, of a college degree. So that's why I said if you want to get yourself squarely in a place where you're changing the course of your family's trajectory in terms of middle class and other opportunities, a college degree is really the way to do that. And our obligation, of course, is to not only provide a quality education, but to make sure we are containing costs the best we can. We have, because of budget cuts to higher education in general, we've had to reduce our our budget, I think it's 47% over the last 6 years that we've just done, over the last 7 years, we've done some real belt tightening, which makes us a lot more efficient, which is something that we all think about, that I have to particularly think about. It's not just what we charge students. Are we being as efficient as a university as we can be? And we're, by any standard, we're pretty lean and mean as a university. There's no fluff up there. We don't have a lot of extra people just hanging around wondering what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna ask you a little bit about it. That's a good segue for kind of how the university is doing from a financial standpoint right now. You did mention the budget cuts, and a lot of us don't see maybe that. We hear about it, but we don't maybe see it physically. But where are some of those cuts that have been made?
Well, they've been so. We have done some belt tightening. I think if you ask anybody on campus in any administrative position in a college, in a college department, faculty, they feel the strain of the budget cuts, and it limits in many cases what they can do and the resources they can bring to the job. But I think we've done a good job of managing our budget. We're living within our means. We're not borrowing too much. We're trying to keep within all the financial markers that tell us how well we're doing financially, that the Kansas Board of Regents looks at and so forth. We're right in the middle of all that. I mean, in the middle of the scale in terms of good or bad. We're right in the middle of that. We're trying to be very careful. It's always tempting. Oh, we could borrow some money. We could go do this and we could do that. We try to, as you would think, to live conservatively in terms of a fiscal standpoint. So we're trying to balance all that, and it's I wouldn't say it's easy. I'd say if there's tension on campus right now, I'd say it's around budget issues. But we're also implementing a new budget model, which is in effect right now, but goes into more full effect this coming 1 July. And people are nervous about what's that mean. But it's going to allow some innovation and entrepreneurship, or encourage innovation and entrepreneurship at the college and department level to make sure we have the right offerings for what the workforce needs, what people need in this state and in our region, and maybe take a hard look at courses that aren't getting a lot of students in them or that aren't as relevant as they used to be. And so the budget model will help us do that, and we're looking forward to that implementation 1 July. Anytime you talk about budget, and we've had 10 years of decline in higher education funding from the state, which puts more burden on students and the families. And that's what people have to remember. This isn't K-State saying we want more tuition. It's the state saying we want the students and families. It's the state of Kansas saying we want the students and families to bear more of a brunt. Now, they changed that last year. The governor and the legislators gave us $33 million. We're hoping we get some more to kind of stem that trend of less state aid. A lot of states have increased their support to higher education. Indiana's one. People can go look at that. They made some big increases in the state aid or the state financial help to higher educational institutions. Kansas is doing a little better right now with that help last year, but we need to do more.
And obviously, a big part of all this is, turning around student enrollment, which you say you guys have a enrollment management effort underway. If that doesn't turn around here in the next few years, will you have to make some other budget cuts, like staffing, professors, anything like that, you think?
Well, I think at some point you have to look at capacity that you have. So if you're built for, we got up to 24,000 students. If we're built for 24,000 students, then, and we're only getting 22 or whatever at some point in the long run. But that's already being done. I mean, there are already when positions come vacant, everybody at the university administration, on the administrative side, on the academic side, are looking at it and said, should I fill that now or should I wait? And so that's, again, some of the tension, just kind of not knowing. But this is higher ed today in the United States of America. This uncertainty is across all the institutions, not just Kansas State. And we're just trying to deal with it in a way that treats people fairly. make sure that we're still have a quality education where when students do graduate here, they do have these good salaries. They are, I mean, we have a 96% placement rate for our students that either go on to advanced academic degrees or go to the workforce. That's really good. That compares favorably with anybody. And so we think we're on the right track, but it's something we, as you sort of indicated, something we have to think of every day we come to work.
All right. Well, we'll continue our conversation with President Richard Myers, K-State, president here joining us on In Focus after this. News Radio KMAN.